A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Has Tony Khan blacklisted a former WWE talent? We'll talk about it. Plus, we've got updates on a brand new AEW TV show, the AEW video game, and the 2023 Royal Rumble. For Wednesday, May the 4th, 2022, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. Has Tony Khan blacklisted a former WWE talent? That is the question we are asking today after the latest podcast from Chris Van Vliet, his special guest, former WWE NXT star, and briefly AEW star, Tino Sabatelli. So while speaking to Chris Van Vliet, Sabatelli talks about some scrapped plans for AEW and possibly the reason why they were scrapped. Quote, "Here's the thing. I don't know what's happened or where it went wrong. This is the truth. That bridge with AEW was burned, and I don't know how. Tony Khan knows me from football, and when WWE offered me that contract, I actually texted Billy Gunn about it. They, being AEW, hadn't offered me anything. Triple H was the one who offered me something. I sent a nice text to Billy Gunn to thank him for the opportunity, and I thought it was all good. But when I got released again, someone reached out to AEW and said to Tony Khan, Tino is a free agent and he's going to be a star. Tony said to him, and I'm paraphrasing, but Tony is upset that I went back to WWE. Then 3 months ago, Andrade approaches me and said he wanted me to be in a group with him. Me and Andrade have always had a good relationship, but he texted me personally and we shot a vignette together. He wanted to bring a group like Evolution to AEW. We shot the video and spent the whole day in Miami. He texted me back and said, Tony Khan likes the idea, but no Tino. I'm like, what do you mean? I'd love to sit and talk to Tony. He might have been upset that I had one match and then went back to WWE. It was also brought up that Tino Sabatelli was rumored to have been leaking AEW spoilers for WWE during his appearances on Dark. This is something that Sabatelli has denied, but it certainly feels as if, for whatever reason, Tino Sabatelli is a blacklisted name from AEW. Since the reality behind the wrestling is so interesting, this seems pertinent to talk about AEW's new TV show. So it was revealed yesterday via numerous sources that AEW is planning to air a brand new reality series on TBS in the very near future. They sent out an email to AEW Ringsiders, their sort of elite club online, to get some feedback on some potential ideas. Now, regarding the show itself, it's very much going to be like Roads to the Top, but with a wider selection of AEW stars featured in it. As far as the name goes, well, this is what they wanted the input from AEW Ringsiders about. And they pitched a few names for the show, including AEW Friends and Enemies, AEW Fight to the Finish, AEW Uprise, AEW The Climb, AEW On the Ropes, AEW Grit and Glory, AEW Breakouts, AEW To the Mat, and AEW Road to the Belt. Thank you to SE Scoops for some of the details on that one. So despite the fact that Roads to the Top seems to be done, at least in its initial incarnation, we could be getting something with a wider selection of AEW stars in the very, very near future. Staying with AEW updates outside of the ring, Fight Forever is coming very soon, AEW's first video game offering, and Fightful Select have done some digging on this one, and they say several people that have done work with the game have said it was a very happy accident that Kenny Omega needed time off from the ring during the home stretch of the video game being produced. We've heard that Omega has gone above and beyond and stretched far to make sure he can be of help in any way possible to the game. And the time off from the ring has helped provide that. We've also been told that AEW music producer Mikey Ruckus had to put in a ton of work for the game as well. Omega was a huge part in getting Hideyuki Gita Iwashita on board. I apologize if I've scuppered the pronunciation of that. Now, this is a very important man in video game and wrestling worlds, as he was the director of WWF No Mercy. Those involved, we were told the push to get Getter as a very smart one, and that his contributions have been very valuable. Fightful Select have been told by sources that the roster sits around 50 names. There are some unfortunate notable omissions in the first release of the video game, with Bodyslam.net today revealing that, as well as popular talent like Sting, CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Adam Cole, and Ruby Soho being in the game, they can also confirm that Owen Hart is set to feature in the game as well. This was something that we talked about a while back when the Owen Hart tournament was announced, that part of that would see Owen Hart return to a wrestling video game franchise for the first time in many, 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 many years. So that is exciting to see. Though not officially announced, Fightful Select go on to say, we've heard that THQ Nordic is involved, but have also been told their involvement to this point has been minimal. Again, THQ being part of that, even in a minimal capacity, is an excellent sign for things.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term medical plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Royal Rumble 2023 update. This comes from Fightful Select, who say that when it comes to next year's Royal Rumble, it looks like San Antonio is going to be the place where we see it go down. The Alamo Dome in San Antonio, Texas, is the front runner to host next year's Royal Rumble. This was where the Rumble happened in 1997. Now, nothing official yet, and Seattle and New Orleans are also in the running to host it, but it's looking very likely that we could see a Rumble returning to the Alamo Dome. And did you spot the AEW talent on Young Rock last night on NBC? We're seeing now The Rock make his WWF debut. So you've seen probably a few pictures of people dressed as WWF talent from 1996. Big shout to NWA regular and Wildcat Wrestling promoter Luke Hawks, who played the role of Stone Cold Steve Austin. We had Luke Hawks on Desert Island Graps a few months back. Genuinely one of the busiest men on the indie scene. So much time for Luke Hawks. And he was a big part of Heels as well from last year, the wrestling drama series that we all fell in love with. So he was a big part of that, and he's a big part of Young Rock now, playing Steve Austin. But also, AEW star Colt Cabana does an amazing turn in it as Steve Lombardi, the Brooklyn Brawler. I saw the picture. It was a dream. I'm excited to see the episode proper, to see just how much justice Colt Cabana does to Steve Lombardi, the Brooklyn Brawler. Have you seen Midnight Asia on Netflix? It's a mini-series which looks at the nightlife in really buzzing parts of Asia. And one of those episodes was all about Manila. And it features a Philippines wrestling promotion, PWR. And it's in this promotion that we got to meet Crystal.
So many people come into Makati. It's a very business district. People are working, call centers here and there. But I never really wanted the 9-to-5. I'm happier during the night. Whenever I'm here, I fight inside the squared circle.
Game. First match, tag team match, Super Nintendo and AB3, the end game, okay? Versus the Reunited Pump Dolls. Yeah. The main event goes for 15 to 18 minutes. Jake De Leon versus Crystal.
I like having intergender matches because I can show that, oh, Crystal can fight. And she can go toe-to-toe with another guy. Tonight, I'm going to be facing Jake De Leon, who is like, you know, Mr. Philippine Wrestling.
It's like a transformation somehow. You know, 5 minutes ago, I was Vernice. And now, just putting on the glitter, the makeup, the eyelashes, I'm slowly turning into Crystal, the fierce, feisty, basically Vernice, but times 50.
Being the first woman to wrestle in PWR was very difficult because there were so many, you know, stereotypes. You don't see a lot of women who can stand up for themselves. I'm actually quite nervous for tonight because it's going to be the second time my mom is going to be seeing me wrestle. My mom had such a difficulty accepting that I'm going to be wrestling. She was like, Bernice, I don't like this. You look like you're beaten up. So tonight, I just want to do a good job. Mom, this is what makes me happy.
I'm very proud of you. You're very good. But I was really scared. Second time. I don't know when the third time will be.
Don't cry.
I'm good.
When I saw this episode for myself, I thought, we've got to find out more about Crystal. So I'm very happy to tell you that Crystal from Midnight Asia, from PWR, the reigning My PWR champion, is my guest on Desert Island Graps a little later on today. You'll download that episode on this Cultaholic podcast feed, and you can watch it as well at patreon.com/cultaholic. Check out youtube.com/cultaholic as well for 9 pitches for WrestleMania Backlash. Not what's going to happen, what we want to happen. We'll go down the round table and we'll put some ideas out into the free wrestling world about what could happen at WrestleMania Backlash. That's on the YouTube channel a little later on today. Incidentally, on the YouTube channel, Smash or Pass is waiting for you. I had a weird idea where I thought, what if I did a Smash or Pass list on as many wrestling championships as I could? So I go through 200 wrestling belts and basically figure out whether or not I'd have sex with them. I think that's the point of it. It seemed like a great idea on paper. But you can go and watch and see for yourself whether it works in practice. YouTube.com/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.